when the whippoorwill call and the evening is nigh, we'll hurry to my blue heaven. We'll turn to the right, there's a little white light. We'll lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. It's Molly and May and the baby make three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Turn to the right, there's a little white light. We'll lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. It's Molly and May and the baby make three. We're happy in my blue heaven. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Carolina Shout, the podcast about old-timey American popular music. I'm your host and your pianist, Ethan Uslan, and that song you just heard was My Blue Heaven, performed by me on the piano, and the vocals were by Gina Marie Di Gregorio. Gina and I met last summer in Paris at a bouff. A bouff is the French word for cow, but it also means jam session. In the 1920s, there used to be a legendary jazz club in Paris called Le Bœuf sur le Toit, which means the cow on the roof. So they called jam sessions bœufs, or cows. So last summer, I was at a bœuf, and there were like four pianos in the room and a whole handful of piano players, and we played solos and duos and trios and quadruplos and so on. And there was also a couple of singers, and one of them was an American from Chicago. We got to chatting, and I said, hey, if you're ever in Charlotte, look me up. And voila, I present to you Gina Marie Di Gregorio. Bienvenue, Gina, to the Carolina Shout podcast.
Oh, merci à tous. Thank you so much.
De rien. Should we do the podcast in English or French?
Probably in English, so I don't embarrass myself.
Yeah, I can't. Well,
to your French listeners.
That was the correct answer. So yeah, I'm really glad you're here. I thought maybe we should start out by getting our listeners acquainted with you. Maybe you could tell people about yourself, like what you do for a living.
Well, full-time, I am a middle school band director. I teach 5th through 8th grade band, so I like to start young musicians on their musical journey. Outside of that, I specialize in marching percussion. So I teach, if you've heard of band camp, I spend most of my summers in band camps teaching kids how to play the marching percussion.
So when you're not at band camp or teaching at school, do you have any side hustles going on? You're in Chicago. I imagine there are some good music-making opportunities for you?
Well, I do a fair amount of performing around Chicago. Most notably, I am on the drum lines for the Chicago Bears and the Chicago Bulls sports
Whoa.
Teams. Yeah. It sounds very exciting, doesn't it?
It does.
We have a great time. It's a great ensemble, and all the guys I play with are very fun.
And do you have any other gigs that people could go to besides Bears and Bulls games?
Oh, yeah. I also, I double as a jazz singer at Primo Restaurant in Gurnee. We play 6 to 9 every Monday for half-price martini hour.
Half-price martini hour?
I know.
People, what are you doing? You got to get to Primo's.
There's absolutely nothing else to do well on a Monday night.
No.
There's no excuse.
Book your flights now to Gurnee.
Gurnee.
Not Gurnee.
Not Gurnee. No, Gurnee. That's when somebody's injured and you carry them out of a hospital.
Right. Gurnee. Okay, got it. All right. So why don't we do a song that you might sing at Primo Restaurant in Gurnee?
Okay. Well, we frequently do Exactly Like You.
I know that song.
Me too.
Oh my God, let's do it.
All right. I know why I waited. No, I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I'd love to hand the world to you. You seem to understand those little foolish schemes of scheming and the dream I'm dreaming. Now I know why mama taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you and you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I'd love to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each little foolish scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why mama taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Well, that was fun. Now I think it would be nice to do a song that we did at that Boeuf in Paris where we met. We could relive les bons souvenirs.
Ah, très bien.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that means relive the good memories, but I'm not sure. So, I remember at this Boeuf, you called a tune called I Like Pie, I Like Cake.
That's right.
Yeah, and I was like, I do know that song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I know. And I was very proud of myself when you called this tune, and I knew it because it's super obscure, and it made me feel cool when someone asked for an obscure song. And I'm like, yeah, I can play that. And the only reason I know this song is because my older son, Ben, who's 11 now, he once Googled pie and cake because he likes pie and cake.
Everybody's interested in pie and cake.
True, but he liked it so much he Googled it. And anyway, that's how I found this song, and I liked it, I learned it, but I thought nobody was ever going to ask me to play it, so I was pretty amazed when you did. So, how did you become familiar with this song?
Well, I do a lot of swing dancing and Lindy Hop, and it's pretty popular on the dance scene. It pops up every now and again, and it's really catchy, and it's really fun, and it's about dessert, so I really like doing that one.
Let's do it!
All right.
I like pie, I like cake. I love anything you make. I like your crackles too, crumbled up in chicken stew. When I see a jelly roll, man, I lose my self-control. And of all these things, I like you best of all. Like our old mules, hee-haw. Like it down on the farm with the wheat and the corn. Like the pig in the sky if I don't hope to die. But of all these things, I like you best of all. I like pie, I love cake, I love anything you make. I like your crackle too, broken up in chicken stew. When I see your jelly roll, man, I lose my self-control. And of all these things, I like you best of all.
So, Gina, I got a question. When you teach middle school jazz band, do you teach the old school style of jazz, like 1920s, 1930s, or do you teach more modern styles? Because when I was in my school's jazz band back in like 1994, we were doing kind of a 1960s style of jazz, and not like there's anything wrong with that, but man, I would have loved if we had done some 1920s stuff. So do you teach any of that?
Well, actually, it's very interesting that you bring that up, because this year I actually I started a project with my students based on exactly what you were saying. When I went through my schooling for jazz band, this style just did not exist in educational jazz. Either it was just not considered legitimate, or people didn't really understand it, or it hadn't been revived yet. But even now, there's just no representation for the early traditional styles within young band curriculum. So I wanted, after getting excited, there's a group out here called the Fat Babies that I listen to regularly, and I go dancing to when I'm out. And I was very excited about the styles, and I thought I'd like to study this with my students. And it turns out that there is nothing out there available for teaching this style to very young players, especially for my kids, who many of them are in sixth grade, so they're about 11, 12 years old, and they're still getting their instrumental basics down while also trying to study jazz. So not wanting to give up on it completely, I decided, well, we'll just commission something. So we commissioned one of the arrangers for that band in Chicago. His name is Andy Shum. We commissioned him to write an arrangement for young players, and it was fantastic. We brought a band in to play for them, a demonstration of the style. The kids loved it, and they found it, I think, the joy and the mirth in that style of music, and just the basic emotional element and component in that music is something that attracted them. So they were very excited to be playing the style, and we took it to a few jazz fests, and the kids had a great time with it. So I'm glad to be bringing it in, since it's not really available.
Gina, that's such a great story. I am so happy to hear that you're spreading the joy and knowledge of this music to the next generation, and I hope you keep doing it and continue to succeed with it for your sake and for the sake of the children. They need it, I think.
They do, and you're probably also wanting to secure your future audience, so
right.
I will make that happen.
It's in my interest, right. All right, let's do another song. You know, let's do a slower one. You know, Love Me or Leave Me?
I do. I love that song.
Boom, let's do it.
All right.
Love me or leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime's the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you, you, you. I intend to be independently blue, blue, blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow, to have it today give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. no love for nobody else.
Hey, Gina, it's time to thank our sponsor.
It's that place where you sing on Monday nights in Gurnee, Illinois. What a coincidence.
Really?
Yes. Primo Italian Restaurant.
I'm just wild about Primo Italian Restaurant. I can't live without Primo Italian Restaurant.
$5 martinis for you to enjoy.
Only in Gurnee, Illinois.
All I crave is Primo Italian Restaurant. Olive Garden won't do.
They don't even salt the pasta water. When Gina sings a Gershwin ballad, it's tasteful like the Caesar salad.
Primo Italian Restaurant,
we love you.
Well, Gina, it's been fun, but I'm afraid it's time to wrap this up. I know you got a plane to catch. Thanks so much for being on the show. Hope we can do it again and again and again and over and over and over.
Me too. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And I hope to see you either in Charlotte or Paris, or if we're lucky, Primo Italian Restaurant in Gurnee, Illinois.
Sounds good.
Oh, and can you tell our listeners where to find your music on the internet?
Oh, yes. You can follow me on Facebook at Gina Marie at Gina Music. If you don't put the at Gina Music, there's lots of Gina Maries out there and you won't find me. So it's Gina Marie at Gina Music. On top of that, I have a website that's www.ginastream.com. That's Gina Stream, like you're streaming Gina at my website. Or you can follow me at Gina Stream on Instagram to follow all my performances are usually on those sites. So.
Cool. So I usually end the show with heart and soul, but since you're here, maybe we can do it with vocals. Think you can handle it?
I'll give it a try.
Let's do it.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly. Because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored. Lost control and tumbled overboard badly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
You have been listening to the Carolina Shout Podcast. I'm your pianist and host, Ethan Uslan. Our special guest today is Gina Marie DiGregorio. The recording engineer is Kate Uslan. Thanks to Primo Italian Restaurant in Gurnee, Illinois, where you can hear Gina sing on Monday nights while you enjoy $5 martinis. And thanks to the Chicago Bears, where you can hear Gina play percussion while you enjoy $11 Budweisers. And lastly, thanks to Eve and the Hot Club of Paris for hosting a buff and inviting Gina and I where we met, in the buff. Not in the buff, at the buff, the buff. Okay, back to the piano.
Now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.